We'd like to end today's program with a feature we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests what they're listening to these days. Now we have the personal playlist of today's show weatherman and reporter Al Roker. We caught up with Al Roker to talk about Never Going Back, his memoir about his lifelong struggle with weight. And after our interview, he told us about some of the songs that feed his soul.
When I get up in the morning and I have to get jazzed up, I rely on one of the greatest TV themes ever written. It is the theme to the A-Team. It starts off with an instrumental bed. It's got a great narrative in the beginning.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them,
maybe you can hire the A-Team.
And then it goes into a terrific kind of quasi-military march. And you can't help but be jazzed, which, of course, Mr. T always talked about George Pappard's character, John Hannibal Smith. He goes, Hannibal's on the jazz, man. He's on the jazz. Another group of songs that would be playing in my ear, anything by Stevie Wonder. I am of a certain age, and I remember Stevie Wonder, little Stevie Wonder, when he played Fingertips, Part 2.
Clap your hands just a little bit louder. Clap your hands just a little bit louder.
And, of course, if you're of that certain age, you remember hearing that song on a transistor radio. And then for the next 25 years, I always felt bad for an artist at the Grammys if he or she were in the same category as Stevie Wonder, because you may as well not have even shown up. Another grouping of songs, and one in particular by this artist, is playing in my ear. And that's Elton John. I love Elton John. There was a certain amount of whimsy about him. Really? That's an understatement.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road.
My favorite Elton John song. It came out in March of 1974, Philadelphia Freedom. I was a sophomore in college in 1974, and my brother was staying with me for 3 weeks. I took him home, came back up to school, and the next day, my mother called and was curious. She said, "Why is your baby brother singing about Philadelphia cream cheese?" He couldn't pronounce Philadelphia Freedom correctly. Philadelphia Freedom, shine the light. And the best my mom could figure was it was Philadelphia cream cheese. That was the only thing that she would, because you had the foil package in the refrigerator. I said, "No, Mom, it's Philadelphia Freedom." "Huh? Yeah, by Elton John." "Who?" "Never mind."
I love her. Yes, I do.
That was today's show weatherman Al Roker telling us what's playing in his ear.